The American official in charge of running Baghdad is coming home early. We already know that retired General Jay Garner is being replaced. He's the man originally picked as the civilian administrator of Iraq. Now one of his deputies is leaving. Barbara Bodine was supposed to govern the central part of the country, including the capital. And all these changes come as the U.S. is struggling to restore stability, especially in Baghdad, which is where we reached NPR's Guy Raz. Guy, is this just a routine personnel change, or does it signal something more?
Well, Steve, the answer I'm getting is that it's pretty straightforward. She's being reassigned, and that this was in the works for a while. She's going to move to Washington to take a senior position at the State Department. But of course, privately, the story is very different. The U.S. civilians working on reconstruction here say that Washington wants to make room for someone a little more forceful. Barbara Bodine, as you mentioned, was really sent here to take charge of Baghdad in central Iraq, get the water restored and the power and get some type of municipal government together. But you know, in the 3 weeks that I've been here, I've never seen her. And in fact, I don't believe she's given one news conference and certainly very few interviews. Most people I've spoken to in Baghdad have never heard of this woman who is effectively the mayor here.
So you're hearing from officials who are in Baghdad, who are working for the United States government, who are concerned about the way things are going. Guy, I wonder how it looks to you as you move around the streets of Baghdad. What's the state of security? What kind of public services are being provided or not provided now?
It's still pretty poor, Steve. I mean, you were here 2 weeks ago, and I'm sure you remember the state of affairs then. I haven't seen much of an improvement. Parts of the city here have limited power. Parts have no power at all. I haven't seen any district in the city with 24-hour-a-day power at all. And it's the same with security. There still isn't a real functioning police force in the city, and the streets are still a sort of a beggar's banquet, where people are literally walking into abandoned buildings to strip out bits and pieces left.
From this distance, it's possible for me to say, well, it's only been a few weeks. Maybe it's not realistic to expect everything to be fixed, but do people in Baghdad see it that way?
Unfortunately, they don't. This morning, I went to a famous tea house here in Baghdad called Al-Zawahi, where I met some retired academics and civil servants and writers, and each one of them said the same thing. They said, we expected more. We expected the Americans to do things quickly, better. A lot of Iraqis really hold the civilian administration here responsible for some of these failures, including to protect the buildings from looters, and of course the failure to restore those basic public services.
Guy, you mentioned that it had been that Barbara Bodine, who is in one sense could be seen as the mayor of Baghdad, has not been very visible there. Why is that?
It could be said that many of the American and British civilians who have come here to work for the Reconstruction Office have been really concerned about appearing as if they were authoritarians. So what you've had here is foreign civilians trying to bring about order, but with a really soft touch, and it simply hasn't worked so far. And I think that was the approach that Barbara Bodine was taking as well, to sort of stay in the background, to appear sort of as a gray person in the city, not to be too public, not to be too showy, but that tactic hasn't worked.
But Iraqis have said over and over again over the last few weeks, in effect, thank you very much for getting rid of Saddam Hussein. Now please leave, Americans. We don't want you to be an occupying power. Are Iraqis now suggesting they would like the United States to take a stronger hand in the country?
There are so many different opinions in the South and the North, among intellectuals, among ordinary people. It's hard to say what an Iraqi opinion on this is. I mean, I've met people who say they want the U.S. soldiers out. In fact, there was a demonstration today in front of the palace that's being used by the Office of Reconstruction here in Baghdad. These were demonstrators calling for U.S. troops to leave. But then there are many other people in Baghdad and throughout the country who don't want them to leave because they believe if they go, there will be some type of civil war here with all the various factions, all the various political parties now organizing. So it's hard to say what exactly Iraqis want. The one thing that they all agree on is they want some kind of order in the country. They want stability. They want a clear authority.
NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. Guy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.